A number of stories coming your way in the newsletter locally and one nationally that'll be developing through the day. Oral arguments on whether business can refuse to provide services for same-sex weddings going to be heard before the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington with a preview. And this sounds familiar, even from the state of Colorado. We've been down this road before.
Yeah, the courts actually looked at this specific anti-discrimination law before. You may recall several years ago there was a challenge from a Colorado baker. Now, in that case, the Supreme Court reached a pretty narrow opinion that basically said the committee, the state agency in charge of sort of enforcing this law, had treated the baker unfairly, and they sent it back with sort of new instructions. But it did not make an overall ruling on the anti-discrimination law. It is possible that that is the tack now that the Supreme Court will take. This follows the challenge from a web designer who says that she does not want to provide her services for same-sex marriage. The Colorado's law says that a business that is open to the public can't pick and choose which services it provides to the public. And so they say that, this is a violation of the law. That they have written that you can't provide web services for some weddings and not other weddings. And so this is, again, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, and we will see if it reaches a different kind of outcome than the last time around, where, again, it was a very narrowly tailored kind of opinion that redirected the state to kind of change its evaluation process for these types of disputes.
Are there states that have similar anti-discrimination laws that a ruling might ultimately have ripple effects?
There are a few, yes. Now, Colorado seems to be the one that's in front of the Supreme Court an awful lot. But again, I think whether or not it impacts other states will depend largely on how large, how widespread the ruling is. Last time it didn't, right? It went back to the state agency. We'll see if that's the ruling again this time, or if it does set some bigger standards, sort of some new bright lines, as other states with similar laws try and enforce their own legislation.
All right, we'll listen for your follow-ups after the arguments are made a little bit later this morning.